Well, we just come from elections, and the figures that the electorate of Lesotho have decided to put their own fate is that they gave quite a difficult outcome. And people have, small parties have joined DC and LCD to form government. And they have reached a number of 65. Me and BNP and ABC and RCL, which is a breakaway from LCD, we have only 55 in our coalition. So this is the current situation as we are talking now. They have declared themselves as majority in parliament, and we are in opposition. Yeah, I think the Prime Minister will then advise, will then have to resign. But before doing that, he needs to have a meeting one-to-one with His Majesty. But that has to be gazetted. It should not go as a discussion. There has to be a gazette. And after the gazette has been printed, he needs to resign. But he needs to advise the Speaker to convene Parliament. And there should be an election of a new speaker in parliament. After that, there should be also a election of the prime minister. Those who have majority, then they declare themselves. Maybe they should come up with a name. Then the majority votes to support the new prime minister.
So basically, within 2 weeks, the prime minister would have to resign after all these processes go on, because constitutionally, he's supposed to, a new government is supposed to take effect after the
final. Inside 14 days.
There was a problem when there were sharp disagreements within the coalition government of Prime Minister Tom Tabani that was blamed on the attempted coup. Would you advocate for amendment in the constitution to ensure that this problem doesn't exist again about the formation of a coalition government?
Yeah, well, I think the way that we have seen in 2012, how the electorate come around after elections, it's still the same way. So we are bound to live with coalitions in Lesotho. Even to go even further, we can even call it government of national unity can appear in Lesotho. It was very close to it before trading off began. I think there was some time when the figures were showing 60-60. That means we could easily say, now we are at loggerhead. They just tell me it. But to say, yes, I'll support that, those kind of reforms to be there for the sake of the country, for the country to be stable when there's a coalition. But there are principles that we, or policies that there, I think, needs to be there again. Is that we our problem is that we have a problem with corruption in Lesotho. And it is very unfortunate that me and the Prime Minister, Tom Tabani, we made a clarion call to the world. I think that was when he was in the New York, when he was invited by President Obama, that we in Lesotho, we have a problem on corruption. And the world looked at us. So corruption is the one that people are now forming government when there are corrupt people that are going to find a way how they can maybe dismiss their cases when they're leading. This is the problem that is facing us in Lesotho.
Now, what is the current security situation in the country? Because we know tension was supposedly high ahead of the election. Now that the election has ended, people appear to have settled to the outcome of the election. What is the current situation of security in the country?
It's not. There's still some emotions to those who have lost. Our followers are still emotionally disillusioned. The issue of the commander, it's very unfortunate that the leader of LCD, who's supposed to be the deputy prime minister, was already talking about reinstating of the commander, the dismissed commander of LDF, And that really will lead to an instability. So we are not quite sure how the new government is going to handle those kind of issues. Maybe when he comes back, there will be challenges in the Lesotho Defense Force, or there will be issues. But we are praying that we are praying for stability and peace, so that the country can go on with its own problems or with its own challenges, which is poverty, unemployment. So this is what we are planning to support the program of finding how best Basotho can be assisted into creating employment and trying to fight food security to get a better bread on the plate, good salaries, good education. So the issue of security at the moment, I can say it's plus minus. It's peaceful, but there are people who are really emotionally hurt.